Welcome back to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. We're on digital FM, Sirius Satellite Radio, and online at npr.org/Bryant Park. Listen if you like, but please, we're not here to make friends. I'm Mike Pesca. Coming up, St. Vincent live in the studio. No, not the saint who could heal your wounds, but the one who could play really good music. But first, let's get the latest news headlines from my associate and colleague, and I go no further than that, the BPP's Mark Garrison.
This is NPR.
Thank you, Mike. Iran fired off more missiles. Launch news on state TV there came just hours after Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice said the U.S. will stand firmly with Israel. Those comments in the wake of Wednesday's battery of missile tests. Hurricane Bertha's strength is fluctuating. It got to Category 3 before dialing back to Category 2. Forecasters expect it to strengthen back in the next day. It's on course for Bermuda, but it's not clear when or if it will make landfall. There's a Northern California town called Paradise, but today it might need the nickname Ironyville. Paradise residents pouring out as wildfires close in. Bob Hensley of member station KXJZ has the story.
At least 10,000 residents living in and around Paradise are under a mandatory evacuation order. In recent days, the so-called campfire has destroyed at least 40 homes and 10 outbuildings. Cal Fire spokeswoman Janet Upton says officials are concerned about some residents who aren't adhering to the evacuation order.
People are not evacuating. We must deflect our efforts from protecting homes and containing the spread of the fire to focus on our number one priority, protecting people's lives.
Firefighters are battling the flames in hot weather. The temperature in Paradise Wednesday reached 106 degrees. The heat wave is expected to continue through the week.
Bob Hensley of member station KXJZ. Apple's new iPhone goes on sale tomorrow. Some are already lined up at Apple stores around the country. The new model is a bit cheaper. It promises more speed by working over faster third-generation or 3G wireless networks. You wouldn't expect prisoners to have mobile phones, but they're actually pretty good at getting cell phones in cells. Now wardens are finding new ways to crack down, NPR's Carol Van Dam explains.
Maryland and Virginia are the first states to train phone-sniffing dogs. Officials say the cell phones are often hidden in socks and books or even under mattresses. Other states have passed legislation to punish guards and visitors who give phones to inmates. Prison officials say it's not a big deal if the phones are used to call family members or friends, but it is when they're used to carry out crimes or coordinate escapes. That's exactly what happened 3 years ago in Nevada when a prison dental assistant helped an inmate get a cell phone who wound up escaping. The dental assistant was fired. In Texas, more than a dozen officers have been convicted for accepting bribes in return for delivering cell phones or phone parts to inmates.
NPR's Carol Van Dam reporting. The touristy sands of Cancun are turning into a battleground. Mexico's government has shut down several small, upscale hotels. They're near the Mayan ruins of Tulum. Too close, says the government, and without permission. The hotels say their papers are in order. The legal fight could take a year or more. Meanwhile, soldiers are clearing the places out, and the government may demolish the hotels. That's the news for now. It's online all the time at npr.org.
This is NPR.